This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Drought conditions continue to improve along the western slope. Parts of some counties like Grand, Pitkin, and Mesa are now considered only abnormally dry. Last summer, these areas were in extreme drought. Snow is certainly helping. The amount of snow collecting in Colorado's mountains and on the ground is above normal for this time of year. The story is much different, though, for the eastern half of the state, which is still experiencing severe and extreme drought. Employees at a Denver Starbucks have signed a petition to vote on whether or not to unionize. The petition was filed with the National Labor Relations Board on Thursday. This adds Denver to the growing list of U.S. cities where the coffee chain's workers are seeking to organize. Barista Trey Slopsema says they are worried about store safety.
I want to make sure that we have a space where we can actually be seen and heard in those dire moments where we need to make change happen.
There is also concern over scheduling and wage increases. A former Idaho Springs police officer was sentenced to probation after pleading guilty to inappropriately using a taser on a 75-year-old man in his apartment. Investigators determined the man was not threatening officers at the time. The officer, Nicholas Hanning, was fired from the police department and had his peace officer license revoked. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It is a chilly day along the Front Range, but slightly warmer than it has been. In Denver right now, it's 44. Stay warm and stay tuned. Science Friday is up this hour.